It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. New York City's 7 million street trees are already tasked with cleaning the air, absorbing floodwaters, and raising our collective spirits. Now, some private security firms are also using them to monitor worker productivity by drilling tracking devices into public trees. WNYC's Jake Offenhartz reports on the new and controversial practice.
Joseph Taylor begins his hourly security patrol by holding a phone against the trunks of various trees, waiting for a beep. It's a strange action, one that earns him looks from passing pedestrians.
It's your job, so you can't do nothing. You have to do it.
Taylor works for a private security company that was hired by the city to safeguard a middle school currently under construction. Recently, his bosses installed electronic badges on 10 trees around the Alphabet City site. The devices serve as checkpoints, making sure the guards are completing their regular patrols.
You have to go around and find a place you can scan it.
In the last few months, the quarter-sized trackers have been spotted on street trees around the city, from Sunset Park to the Upper West Side. They're part of a growing security trend that's worrying some experts, like Justin Rawson, an arborist in Brooklyn.
It's totally wounding the tree.
He says that some trees can handle the stress. But others, particularly younger trees, might be harmed.
It could be something that allows pathogens to enter into the tree and cause more damage.
A spokesperson for the Parks Department confirmed the practice violates a city law against defacing trees. But they say it is unlikely the companies involved will face penalties. On the Bowery, a homeless service provider known as BRC has installed the trackers on at least 4 street trees. Muzzy Rosenblatt, the group's president, says the devices help to ensure neighbors they're keeping a close eye on the sidewalks around the shelter.
It is a system that just ensures that the rounds have been made.
After we published an article about the surveillance devices, many New Yorkers, including elected officials, voiced outrage about the issue. The Parks Department has since removed some of the trackers, though others remain operational. Alec Bax is an arborist and former employee at the Brooklyn Botanic Garden. Over time, he says, the city's street trees may absorb the devices, sealing off the wound through a process known as compartmentalization.
It's just like one more human invention that will be swallowed by time and nature. Then what happens to worker productivity?
Jake Offenhartz, WNYC News.